今天的题目是耶稣再来的肯定。
The title today is The Certainty of Jesus' Second Coming.
让我们打开圣经，彼得后书第三章第一节到第十节。
Let's turn to 2 Peter chapter 3 verses 1 to 10.
彼得后书第三章第一节，亲爱的弟兄啊，我现在写给你们的是第二封信，这两封都是提醒你们，激发你们诚实的心，教你们纪念圣先知预先所说的话和主救主的命令，就是使徒传给你们的。第一要紧的，该知道在末世必有好讥笑的人，随从自己私欲出来讥笑说，主要降临的应许在哪里呢？因为从列祖睡了以来，万物与起初创造的时候乃是一样，他们故意忘记从太古凭神的命有了天，并从水而出，借水而成的地，故此当时的世界被水淹没就消灭了，但现在的天地还是凭着那命存留，则留到不敬虔之人受审判遭沉沦的日子用火烧尽。亲爱的弟兄啊，有一件事你们不可忘记，就是主看一日如千年，千年如一日，主所应许的尚未成就。有人以为他是单元，其实不是单元，乃是宽容你们，不愿有一人沉沦，乃愿人人都悔改。但主的日子要像贼到来一样，那日天必大有响声废去，有行职的都要被烈火消化，地和其上的物都不要烧尽了。
2 Peter 3:1 This is now, beloved, the second letter I am writing to you, in which I am stirring up your sincere mind by way of reminder, that you should remember the words spoken beforehand by the holy prophets and the commandments of the Lord and Savior spoken by your apostles. Know this, first of all, that in the last days mockers will come with their mocking, following after their own lust, and saying, Where is the promise of his coming? For ever since the fathers fell asleep, all continues just as it was from the beginning of creation. For when they maintain this, it escapes their notice that by the word of God the heavens existed long ago, and the earth was formed out of water and by water, through which the world at that time was destroyed, being flooded with water. But by his word, the present heavens and earth are being reserved for fire, kept for the day of judgment and destruction of ungodly men. But do not let this one fact escape your notice, beloved, that with the Lord one day is like 1,000 years, and 1,000 years like one day. The Lord is not slow about his promise, as some count slowness, but is patient towards you, not wishing for any to perish, but for all to come to repentance. But the day of the Lord will come like a thief, in which the heavens will pass away with a roar, and the elements will be destroyed with intense heat, and the earth and its works will be burnt up.
我圣经里谈到一些神的仆人如何等待他的应许。
The Bible speaks of some of God's servants, how they awaited for God's promise.
那比如说挪亚等了100多年的时间。
For example, Noah waited over 100 years.
我最后看到洪水的到来。
And finally saw the coming of the flood.
而亚伯拉罕跟撒拉等了25年的时间。
And Abraham and Sarah waited for 25 years.
我终于看到神所应许给他们那个儿子。
And finally saw the promised son that God had promised.
那么亚伯拉罕自己本身虽然没有看到神应许给他那个那块土地。
And Abraham, even though he did not see the promise of the land.
但是400年之后他的子孙。
But 400 years later, his descendants.
那么亲眼看到神赐给他们的迦南美地。
Saw with their own eyes the land of Canaan that God has promised.
那么神应许的不会落空的。
What God has promised, it will not come empty.
那么神应许的必定会成全。
And what God has promised, it will be accomplished.
因为神应许 主耶稣将会来审判这个世界。
Because God promised that Jesus will come and judge the world.
我带来这个新天新地。
And bring about new heaven and new earth.
那么同样的，这个应许必定会成全。
Likewise, this promise will be accomplished.
我们记得彼得后书第二章谈到这个假先知的特征和他们的行为。
Remember, in 2 Peter speaks of the characteristics and actions of a false prophet.
然后第三章谈到他们的教导。
And chapter 3 speaks of their teaching.
那么从今天我们所看的经文，我们看到这些假先知如何否认主耶稣基督的带来。
And from here we see how the false prophets deny the coming of the Lord.
否认主耶稣将会来审判这个世界。
They deny that Jesus will come and judge the world again.
那否认主耶稣将会将来再成立他的国度。
And they deny that Jesus will come and establish his kingdom.
那么主耶稣再来是不可以否认的。
And we cannot deny the fact that Jesus will come again.
然后彼得在这个彼得后书第一章那边已经提到主耶稣再来的肯定。
And 2 Peter already spoke of the certainty of Jesus' second coming.
那么在现在在第三章的时候，他再次的肯定我们说。
And in chapter 3, once again he assures us,
那么亲爱的弟兄啊，我现在写给你们的是第二封信，这两封都是提醒你们，激发你们诚实的心，叫你们纪念圣先知预先所说过的话和主救主的命令，就是使徒所传给你们的。
This is now, beloved, the second letter I am writing to you, in which I am stirring up your sincere mind by way of reminder.That you should remember the words spoken beforehand by the holy prophets and the commandments of the Lord and Savior spoken by your apostles.
第一要紧的，该知道在末世必有好讥诮的人，随从自己的私意出来讥诮说，主要降临的应许在哪里呢？因为从列祖睡了以来，万物以起初创造的时候乃是一样。
Know this, first of all, that in the last days, mockers will come with their mocking, following after their own lust, and saying, Where is the promise of his coming? For ever since the fathers fell asleep, all continues just as it was from the beginning of creation.
那么从今天我们所看的经文，至少有三个真理肯定主耶稣基督带来。
And from today's passage, there's at least three truths that, assures that Jesus' second coming.
第一就是因为圣经已经宣告说主耶稣会再来。
First, because the scripture proclaims the fact that Jesus is coming again.
然后主耶稣再来是确实的事情。
And Jesus coming again is a certainty.
因为他是根据圣经所说的。
Because it is according to scripture.
就是第二节说叫你们纪念圣先知预先所说的话和主救主的命令就是使徒所传给你们的。
And that is verse 2, that you should remember the words spoken beforehand by the holy prophets and the commandment of the Lord and Savior spoken by your apostles.
那么这节经文说明神话语的来源。
And this verse speaks of the source of God's word.
第一就是神的话语是来自先知所说的。
First, God's word comes from the prophets.
第二是来自使徒所传的。
And it comes from what the apostles preached.
因为先知所说的基本上都记载在旧约圣经里面。
Because what the prophets spoke of were written in the Old Testament.
而使徒所传的基本上是记载在新约圣经里面。
And what the apostles preached is basically recorded in the New Testament.
所以主耶稣的再来已经先知已经预先说过，使徒已经传过了。
So Jesus' second coming, the prophets had already prophesied, and the apostles had preached.
所以主耶稣基督带来是不可以否认的。
So we cannot deny the fact that Jesus is coming again.
无论是旧约圣经或者新约圣经。
Whether the Old Testament or the New.
经常都提到这个主耶稣再来的事情。
It often speaks of Jesus' second coming.
我们圣经里面每三十节经文有一节是提到主耶稣再来还有末世的事情。
And so in scripture, one out of 30 verses speaks of Jesus coming again or the last days.
我们新约圣经里面一共有300个地方 提到耶稣基督再来的事情。
And in the New Testament, there's 300 places where it speaks of Jesus coming.
我新约圣经有27本书，但是只有4本书没有提到耶稣基督的再来。
There are 27 books in the New Testament, but only 4 that does not mention about Jesus' second coming.
那么整本圣经一共有2400节经文提到耶稣基督的再来。
And in the whole scripture, there's 2400 verses that speaks of Jesus' second coming.
那么在初期教会300年的历史当中。
And for the early church, the first 300 years.
他们第一重要的教义就是这个救恩的教义。
The most important doctrine that they have is the doctrine of salvation.
第二个重要的教义就是这个耶稣再来的教义。
And the second doctrine is the doctrine of Jesus' second coming.
所以主耶稣这个再来的教义在初期教会占了一个很重要的一个地位。
So the doctrine of Jesus' second coming held a very important position in the early church.
那么可见今天的教会关于主耶稣再来的事情在今天教会已经不是 不常听的一个事情。
But today, in today's church, it's not mentioned often.
那么可见人不止否认主耶稣基督会再来。
So not only do we deny that Jesus will come again.
也把主耶稣再来的事情当作没有这回事。
We treat it as though it's nothing.
那么圣经说在末世的时代会有那些好讥笑的人随从自己的私欲出来说。
And the Bible tells us that in the last days, mockers will come with their mocking following after their own lust.
他说主要降临的应许在哪里呢？因为从列祖睡了以来，万物已起初创造时候乃是一样。
And saying, where is the promise of his coming? For ever since the fathers fell asleep, all continues just as it was from the beginning of creation.
那么同样的现象出现在挪亚和罗德的时代。
And the same situation happened in the time of Noah and Lot.
那么当时的人讥笑挪亚说，他说你这个人真的是很笨。
People at that time laughed at Noah saying, how dumb are you?
然后在这个干旱的日子里面建筑 一座这么大的方舟。
That in such a dry land that you're building a huge ark.
而天也没有下雨。
It's not raining.
然后洪水从哪里来了？
Where is this flood going to come from?
然后索多玛的人也认为神不会把这个火从天而降来毁灭这个城市。
People of Sodom also did not think that God would send fire from heaven to destroy the city.
然后当你今天向人传福音的时候
And when you preach the gospel to people today.
然后谈到主耶稣将会来审判这个世界。
And speaks of Jesus coming to judge the world.
然后可能会面对别人的讥笑。
Perhaps you will face laughter from others.
所以这些人为什么讥笑？
Why do these people mock you?
而且否认主耶稣将会再来。
And deny the second coming of Christ.
我主要的原因，圣经说是因为他们要随从自己的私欲，要过着满足自己肉体的情欲。
And the Bible tells us it's mainly because they want to follow after their own lusts and satisfy their own personal desires.
有很多人否认神的真理，因为他们要随从自己的私欲，不愿意放弃这个肉体私欲的生活。
Many people deny Christ because they want to follow after their own lust and they don't want to change.
然后在我的经历中，有很多人不愿意接受耶稣成为他们的救主。
In my experience, many people do not want to receive Jesus as their Lord and Savior.
因为他们不愿意放弃他们生活里面的一些生活习惯。
Because they didn't want to give up some of their habits and the way they live.
所以当人的生活方式跟神的话语有冲突的时候，
So when men's lifestyle is in opposition to God's truth,
然后他们可以做其中的一个选择。
People can make one a choice.
那么一个就是改变自己的生活方式。
One is change their lifestyle.
另外就是否认神的真理。
Second is to deny God's truth.
这个就是假教师、假先知所做的选择。
And this is the choice that the false prophets and false teachers made.
所以他们否认主耶稣将会再来。
They deny the second coming of Christ.
宁愿活在这个罪恶的生活当中。
They rather live in their sin.
所以当他们否认神的真理的时候。
So when they deny the truth of God.
他们是有他们的论点。
They have their points.
他们的论点记载在这两一这段经文里面。
And they're recorded in the scripture.
所以这里讲到他们他们故意应该是这里第四节。主要降临的应许在哪里呢？因为从列祖睡了以来，万物以起初创造的时候乃是一样。
And the reason that they give is, where is the promise of his coming? For ever since the fathers fell asleep, all continues just as it was from the beginning of creation.
那么这些人说，我们的列祖，列祖就是指亚伯拉罕、雅各，还有以撒，还有等等的人。
And so, when it's talking about the fathers, they're talking about the patriarchs, Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, etc.
那么自从我们的列祖死了之后，
And ever since, our fathers fell asleep.
然后从这个天地万物被创造以来，一切都没有改变。
All continues just as it was from the beginning of creation.
都是一模一样的。
It's all the same.
他们说过去没有发生这些事情。
They say in the past, these things didn't happen.
将来也不会发生什么事情。
Then in the future, nothing will happen.
因此他们没有任何的理由说主耶稣将来会来审判这个世界。
So there's no reason to believe that Jesus will come and judge the world.
其实这种人不只出现在彼得时代。
Actually, these kind of people didn't just occur in the time of Peter.
今天也有不少这种人。
Many people are like this today.
对于主耶稣再来一无所知。
They are ignorant of Jesus coming.
所以关于主耶稣再来的应许，第二个真理。
And concerning the certainty of Jesus' coming, second coming, there's another truth.
彼得说，这个是肯定的，神的话语所说的是肯定的。
And Peter says that of the certainty of the word of God.
不会落空的。
It will not fall empty.
这些好讥笑的人却好像第五节到第七节所说。
And the markers are just like what is spoken in verses 5 to 7.
他们故意忘记从太古凭神的命有了天，并从神而处借水而成的地，故此当时的世界被水淹没了，就消灭了。
For when they maintain this, it escapes their notice that by the word of God, the heavens existed long ago, and the earth was formed out of water and by water.Through which a world at that time was destroyed, being flooded with water.
但现在的天地还是凭着那命存留，直留到不敬虔之人受审判，遭沉沦的日子用火烧尽。
But by his word, the present heavens and earth are being reserved for fire, kept for the day of judgment and destruction of ungodly men.
那么这段经文说明这些好讥笑的人故意忘记所发生的事情。
And this passage says that those mockers intentionally forget what has already happened.
彼得在这段经文里面提到两件事情。
And Peter mentions two things in this passage.
第一，就是神在太初凭着他的话语创造这个天地。
First is that in the beginning God used his word to create the heaven and earth.
如果你去看创世纪的时候，
If you look at Genesis,
你发觉到神说要有光，就有了光。
And God said, let there be light, and there was light.
那么神说让这个地长出这个生物来。
And God says, let the earth be teemed with animals.
那么神只要说这些事情就成就了。
God spoke and then it was accomplished.
那么第二件事情彼得说。
And the second thing Peter said,
是关于这个挪亚时代的洪水。
It's concerning the flood during Noah's time.
那么圣经说神曾经用这个洪水来毁灭这个世界。
And the Bible tells us that God once upon a time used a flood to destroy the world.
比如说在创世纪第七章第十七节这么说。
For instance, in Genesis 7:17.
那么洪水泛滥在地上四十天。
Then the flood came upon the earth for 40 days.
然后在第二十四节的水势浩大在地上共150天。
And in verse 24 it says the water prevailed upon the earth 150 days.
整个世界被这个洪水淹没了。
And the earth was covered with the flood.
那么所有的动物还有这些生物都死去了。
All the animals died.
那么只留下挪亚的一家人。
It, only leaving behind Noah's family.
那么还有这些被带进方舟里面的动物。
The animal and the animals that were brought into the ark.
那么这个是人类历史里面所发生的事情。
And this is what happened in human history.
啊，但是这些好讥笑的人却故意的忘记所发生过的事情。
And yet the mockers intentionally forget what has already happened.
那么在1993年10月。
In 1993,
也就是在我的家乡啊，这个马来西亚的吉隆坡。
In my home country in Kuala Lumpur.
然后两座建筑在这个山坡的那个公寓，十二层楼的公寓。
And there were two 12-story apartments.
啊，突然间的倒下来。
They were built on a hill. Suddenly they fell down.
然后有一次我去香港的时候。
And one time I went to Hong Kong.
如果你去过香港，你看到很多那些高楼建在山坡上。
If you've ever been to Hong Kong, you see a lot of high rises built upon hills.
所以经过那个经历，当我看到香港那些楼的时候。
And after that experience, and I saw all the buildings in Hong Kong.
我在心里面想到底那些楼有多少安多安全。
I asked myself, how safe are these high rises?
所以那件事情发生之后，造成大概有十人丧生。
So many people died in those instances.
我们这件事情的发生带来给国家和政府一个很大的震撼。
And it brought about a sudden fear for the country and government.
那么特别是带给那些住在斜坡高楼的那些居民。
Especially for those who lived on a hillside in a high rise.
他们心里感到很不安。
They didn't have a sense of security.
那么政府重新的检讨他们对这些建筑高楼在斜坡的那些政策。
And so the government began to evaluate their policy of allowing these high rises to be built on the side of the hill.
我当时很多人不敢住在高楼。
And at that time, many people were afraid of living in high rise.
特别是建在这个山坡的高楼。
Especially those who that are built along a hill.
然后公寓的价值突然间下降。
And there was a collapse of apartment cost for these buildings.
但是经过五六年的时间。
But after 5-6 years.
那人们渐渐地忘记在1993年所发生过的事情。
People began to forget what happened in 1993.
然后当时我还在工程界上班。
At that time, I was still working as an engineer.
那么我再次看到那些发展商建议在这个斜坡建高楼。
Once again, I saw developers proposing to build buildings along the hills.
那人们再不怕住在这个高楼。
And people were no longer afraid of living in high rises.
人的记忆非常的短。
Our memory is very short.
不需要很长的时间就会忘记过去所发生的事情。
We don't need a whole lot of time before we forget what happened.
那么甚至一些很悲惨的事情。
Even some major tragedies.
我相信我们大家都还记得2005年在印尼所发生的海啸吧。
I believe all of us still remember what happened in Indonesia, the tsunami in 2005.
那么这个海啸不止影响到印尼，也影响到印度、马来西亚和泰国。
It not only impacted Indonesia, but India, Malaysia, and Thailand.
那么造成23万的人丧生了生命。
And 230,000 people lost their lives.
这个是将近11年前的事情。
This was about 11 years ago.
但是我们在众有谁知道在1983年印尼曾经发生过一个海啸。
But how many of you know that in 1883, there was another tsunami in Indonesia?
那么这个海啸是因为当时一个火山爆发所引起的。
And it was caused by an eruption of a particular volcano.
然后这个海啸造成36,000个人失去他们的生命。
And it led to the death of 36,000 people.
我想不是很多人知道这件事情。
I don't think many people know this event.
我自己知道是因为我去看那个历史的记载。
I found out about this because I was looking at the historical records.
那同样的这个洪水曾经发生过在这个地上。
Likewise, there once was a flood in this world.
啊，这个是圣经所说的。
This is what the Bible records.
我们圣经是一本历史书。
The Bible is a historical book.
啊，记载过去所发生的事情。
It records what happened in the past.
所以神利用这些事情来提醒我们。
And God uses these things to remind us.
那么教导我们如何去等待耶稣基督的再来。
And teach us how to wait for Jesus' second coming.
那么关于主耶稣再来的应许，第三个真理。
And the promise of Jesus' second coming, there's a third truth.
神话语必定会成全。
God's word will be fulfilled.
啊，在这段经文里面，彼得这么说。
In this passage, Peter says,
啊，亲爱的弟兄啊，有一件事你们不可以忘记，就是主看一日如千年，千年如一日。
But do not let this one fact escape your notice, beloved, that with the Lord, one day is like 1,000 years, and 1,000 years like one day.
那主所应许的尚未成就，有人以为他是单言，其实不是单言，乃是宽容你们，不愿有一人沉沦，乃愿人人都悔改。
The Lord is not slow about his promise, as some count slowness, but is patient towards you, not wishing for any to perish, but for all to come to repentance.
然后但主的日子要像贼来一样，那日天必大有响声废去，有行止的都要被烈火消化，地和其上的物都要烧尽了。
But the day of the Lord will come like a thief, in which the heavens will pass away with a roar, and the elements will be destroyed with intense heat, and the earth and its works will be burned up.
然后人对这个时间的观念和神对时间的观念有所不同。
Men and God have different view of time.
那么对于神来说，一日如千年，千年如一日。
And for God, a day is like 1,000 years, and 1,000 years like one day.
那么神是永恒的神，他不会受到这个时间和空间的限制。
God is an eternal God, so he's not limited by time or space.
有时候人不能够想象这个永恒到底是什么一回事。
Oftentimes, men cannot imagine what eternity is.
那么一年对于人，一千年对于人来说是很长很长的时间。
1,000 years for men is a very long time.
但是圣经说对于神来说是好像一天一样。
But the Bible says, to God it's like one day.
那么2,000年的时间已经过去了，主耶稣再来，在什么时候还没有来。
And 2,000 years has passed already, but Jesus has not come yet.
那么因此我们不要觉得很久。
So don't think that this is a long time.
以为神在单元。
Thinking that God is delaying.
但是圣经说，其实神要宽容人。
But God is patient towards people.
不愿意有任何人沉沦。
Not wishing for any to perish.
乃是希望人人能够悔改。
But for all to come to repentance.
那么但是圣经也说，主耶稣再来的时候将会好像贼一样。
But the Bible also tells us that the day of the Lord will come like a thief.
没有一个人知道贼什么时候再来，会来。
No one knows when a thief will come.
因为贼不会告诉人，今天晚上我要去你家里偷东西。
Because the thief would not announce and say, tonight I'm going to come to your house to steal things.
所以因此没有一个人知道主耶稣什么时候再来。
So no one knows when Jesus will come.
但圣经却很多地方提醒我们要警醒地等待主耶稣再来。
But many places in Scripture warn us of Jesus' second coming.
我们神让人有机会听到他的福音。
God gives men opportunity to hear the gospel.
听了福音能够悔改。
And after they hear it, they might repent.
我们神如此做显示了他的怜悯。
And God does so because of his mercy.
但是圣经里面却有很多很多地方提到这个主耶稣再来的预兆。
But, the Bible also speaks of many signs of Jesus' second coming.
然后比如说地震
，For instance, earthquakes.
饥荒
，famine.
道德的败坏
the corruption of morality.
民攻打民
and wars between men.
国攻打国
wars between nation.
福音的广传
and the spreading of the gospel.
还有这个以色列的复国
and the restoration of Israel.
那么这些都是主耶稣再来的预兆。
All these are signs of Jesus' second coming.
其实这些预兆我们看的话显明出越来越明显。
And when we look at these signs, it's becoming more and more obvious.
我举个例子说，这个福音的广传。
For instance, the spreading of the gospel.
那么自从这个教会在2000年前开始以来，
Ever since the beginning of the church 2,000 years ago.
那福音不曾传得这么广。
The gospel has never been as spread out as now.
今天的福音广传可以说差不多已经传到天下。
And today, the gospel has pretty much reached the ends of the earth.
还有这个以色列的复国，可以说主耶稣再来的日子已经很近了。
And also, restoration of the nation of Israel as a sign that Jesus is coming again soon.
所以神在古代这个挪亚的时代以这个洪水来毁灭这个世界是一个提醒。
So God destroying the earth through the flood and during Noah's time is a warning.
也是一个警告。
It's a warning for us.
我警告我们主耶稣将会再来。
That Jesus will come again.
因为神第一次审判这个世界的时候，他是用水。
Because the first time God judged the world, He used a flood.
但是圣经说，当他第二次审判世界的时候，他将会用这个火。
But the next time it will be with fire.
就好像这个彼得后书第3章第10节这么说。
Just as 2 Peter 3:10 says.
他说，但主的日子要像贼来一样，那日必大有响声废去，有行走的都要被烈火消化，地和其上的物都要烧尽了。
But the day of the Lord will come like a thief, in which the heavens will pass away with a roar, and the elements will be destroyed with intense heat, and the earth and its works will be burnt up.
这个是最终的审判。
And this is the final judgment.
因为神要把这个天地废去，带来这个新天新地。
Because God will destroy the heavens and the earth and bring about the new heaven and new earth.
我曾经有一个真实的故事。
There was a true story.
我们谈到一个还没有信耶稣的人。
As speaks of a person who have not yet believed.
那么有一天他从这个美国的东部，踏这个顺风车到西部。
And one time he was hitchhiking across the country from the east.
然后傍晚到来的时候，天很黑。
When it was getting late, the sky was getting dark.
然后就要下雨了。
It was about to rain.
所以他很希望在耶稣还没有来之前，有人愿意送他一程。
So he was hoping that to get a ride before the rain comes.
然后真的不久就有一辆车停下来。
And soon a car pulled up.
那么这个车窗打开，然后车主说上来吧。
And the driver says, come in.
那他顺风车的就上车。So
the hitchhiker got in.
然后关上门不久，天就下雨了。
And soon after he closed the door, it started to rain.
那么虽然这个天将要黑了，
Even though it was getting dark.
然后他还勉强的看到这个仪表板上有一张小小的标语。
But he was still able to see that along the dashboard there was a little sticker.
那个标语上写作。
And it said,
警告如果耶稣再来的话，
Warning, Jesus comes again.
那么司机突然间会消失掉。
The driver will suddenly disappear.
这辆车就会自己毁灭。
This car will self-destruct.
然后下面写了个深红色的字。
And then finally in a deep red color at the bottom.
你要准备好。
He says, you must be ready.
过了好多年的时间。
And after many years,
这个他顺风车的人成为一位基督徒。
The hitchhiker became a Christian.
然后他就把这件事情告诉他的牧师。So
he told this to his pastor.
然后牧师就问他，你当时的感受是怎么样的？
And the pastor asked him, so how did you feel at the time?
他说，真的，当时我感觉到有点害怕。
He said, I was really afraid at the time.
因为生命是否将会要结束。
Because it's a question of whether life will end.
然后不晓得怎么做。
Didn't know what to do.
写一封遗书。
Should he write a will?
祷告或者从车子跳出来。
Should he pray? Maybe jump out of the car?
但是他继续说。
But he said,
我记得两件事情。
I remember two things.
第一，我没有把那个车门锁上。
One, I didn't lock the door.
然后第二，我不停地与这个司机谈话。
And second, I kept talking to the driver.
因为我这样做的话，可能司机不会消失掉。
So if I keep talking to him, maybe he won't just disappear.
然后如果你是这个人，
So if you're this person,
你的反应会如何？
What will your reaction be?
那么对于这个司机来说，主耶稣再来是一个安慰。
For the driver, Jesus' second coming is a comfort.
是一个盼望。
It's a hope.
但是对于那个踏顺风车的人，
But for the hitchhiker,
他感到恐惧。
There was fear.
为什么他感到害怕？
Why was he afraid?
因为他知道生命结束后 不晓得到哪里去。
Because he didn't know where he will be after he died.
那你是否知道你生命结束之后到哪里去吗？
Do you know that after you die where you will be?
所以主耶稣再来是肯定的。
So,Jesus' second coming is assured.
因为第一，神的话已经宣告。
Because first, God's word proclaims it.
第二，神话语是肯定的。
Second, there's a certainty of God's word.
神的话语必定会成全。
And God's word will be fulfilled.
是的，主耶稣必定会来。
True, Jesus will come again.
因为这个是圣经所说的。
Because this is a promise of the scripture.
你是否准备好？
Are you ready?
让我们用点时间来思想今天的信息。
Let's use a little time to meditate on today's message.
那可能你也好像那些好讥笑的人说，主耶稣不会来。
Perhaps you're like the mockers who mock and say Jesus will not come again.
但是当他来的时候你怎么办？
But what will you do when he comes?
你是否有准备好？
Are you ready?
但是如果他来的时候如果没有准备好的话，
But if you're not ready when he comes,
那个是很悲惨的事情。
It's a very tragic thing.
天父求你帮助我们。
Heavenly Father, please help us.
加添我们的信心。
Add to our faith.
让我们在我们生活里面警醒的等待祷告。
That in our lives that we would be diligent in praying.
等待耶稣的再来。
Awaiting Jesus' second coming.
是的，他会再来。
Yes, he will come again.
就好像使徒约翰在这个圣经启示录结束的时候。
Just as Apostle Paul says at the end of Revelation.
他说，主啊，愿你再来。
He said, yes, Lord, come.
我们这样祷告，奉主耶稣基督的名求。
We pray this in Jesus' name.
Amen.